Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. This video is about Angela Rayner. And as you may know, Mrs. Rayner is Deputy Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. There have not been that many people who've been Deputy PM. The UK's only had them from 1942, and some Prime Ministers have chosen not to have a Deputy PM. But she is perhaps the stupidest and certainly the most ignorant. And not surprisingly, her role model is an absolute imbecile called John Prescott, who was called to his reward not long ago. Jabba the Hutt has finally resolved his bulimia. There she was in Hull to see him buried in a very big hole in the ground. And yes, that's fat shaming, but I'm allowed to because I'm a fatty. But coming back to La Reina, well, she is a pathological liar. Pinocchio, despite having gone into bat against Boris Johnson. And it is true that Bojo was a pathological liar as well, but it doesn't help when Labour's deputy leader is like that. I know everybody lies except me. Okay, that was a lie. Politicians ought to be held to a higher standard because they're supposed to have the public trust. All right, who'd be foolish enough to trust them? And there are a lot of misstatements that she's made. Things which are, well, outright falsehoods. Some of these are pants on fire, some of these are honest mistakes, but she's also an idiot who can't speak her own language properly. Now, everybody makes grammatical mistakes. Perhaps you've heard a few solecisms come out of my mouth, mispronunciations, whatever. But the difference is I'm not Deputy Prime Minister and she is, and therefore she ought to set an example. And then she will play the class card. I grew up working class. So what? And that she's working class now. Nobody with a £170,000 salary is working class. Working class means low level education. Okay, she's very uneducated, but it also means that they don't have a managerial position. They're not that wealthy. I mean, you can start off working class, make millions as a scrap metal dealer. You're not working class anymore. I know class is numerous factors. So Keir Starmer started out working class, as he really likes to underscore. So she's always appealing to class warfare, to bigotry, to spite against the middle classes and particularly against the upper classes. And surely the apex, that is the monarchy, but she's very keen to be filmed singing God Save the King at the last Labour conference. So she is a national disgrace. And the worrying thing is she may well be the next Labour leader, and that's likely the next Prime Minister, even if only briefly. But let's look at some of her lies and idiotic mistakes. Just today, she defended Labour's decision to reduce the voting age to 16 on the ground that people are allowed to wed at 16. No, they're not. The law changed in 2023. She was in Parliament, was changed. I've never been an MP. I've never been elected to any public office. I knew that. It was a big thing. She ought to know. What a moron. And she's got loads of things wrong. So she can't even speak properly. And it's not just the odd solecism, many malapropisms too. So about this, for example, lying about council houses in 2021, saying no council houses have been built since the Thatcher era. No council houses. Does she mean the beginning of Maggie Thatcher, 1979, or the end, 1990? In either case, it's wrong. Tens of thousands have been constructed. It's not at the same rate as they were in the 70s, but they certainly have been built. Zero is very different from tens of thousands. So liar or idiot, you decide, surely both. And so it goes on. And she's the one who's meant to know about housing. This is meant to be her field of expertise. It's banging on. She was related. She's was raised in a council house. She lived in a council house as an adult. She bought an ex-council house. And so why does she not worship the shrine of Thatcher? Oh, you see, I'm just as bad as Angela Rayner. Considering she directly benefited from this policy. And it because of the unacceptability of allowing people to purchase these homes, surely she shouldn't accept it. And obviously she was lying about that. Really, her brother was there as a tenant, but Greater Manchester Police, because they're leftists, they let her off. They didn't charge her. I wish someone would take out a private prosecution against her. And so under the Conservative governments, you know, ever since, they've continued with the Liberal Democrat Conservative coalition, but, you know, not quite the same rate. And then she also said that the Conservative and Unionist Party had privatised large parts of the National Health Service. Well, that's a lie. It's publicly funded, it's publicly owned and so on. Now, it's true that some private providers have been used, as they were under the Blair-Brown years, of which she's such a fervent supporter. Okay, she says that free schools are unaccountable, unnecessary, we'll scrap them. 2018. She was the education secretary, for God's sake. Does this woman even have GCSEs? And if you spoke like that in GCSE oral, you'd get a low grade. And there are millions of people who adulate her and the children who look up to her and consider her a role model. And she's even said in interviews that she's a role model for girls, particularly working class girls. It behoves you to speak properly, therefore. To speak grammatically, it's not working class, is wrong. You know, there are obviously snob plurals, which are also wrong, like seeing a number of lion rather than lions and so forth. Right. So going on. Free schools are unacceptable. We will and unnecessary. We will scrap them. Now, you could argue that are unnecessary. Fine, you could have a policy to scrap them, which they haven't done so far, to the best of my knowledge. I was cycled past one the other day. I'm not aware there's even a policy and process to do so. Now, all right, that was not the last before the last election, before the previous one, but the Office for Standards and Education, Ofsted, does inspect them. They are accountable. There are all sorts of mechanisms to look into them. So that is a lie. And again, this is meant to be your field of a special expertise. Know your brief. It was anti-pedagogical to have someone so uneducated, so utterly cretinous in that position, a calculated insult to the teaching profession. You don't need to be an expert in that field. You need to be a doctor to be health secretary, or a former naval officer to be defense secretary, but you should have some credibility amongst people who work in that sector. And we've obviously had idiotic conservative leaders like John Major, totally uneducated man, and it showed, and had a big chip on his shoulder about it. And so she bangs on about having been a mother at 16 as though it was some sort of qualification or achievement. Right now, obviously, bringing up children is never easy. Actions have consequences. She wanted to have sex at 16. Fine by me. That was the age of consent. And she wanted to give birth to her baby, and she did the only honorable thing she's ever did. And she's brought up, I think, three children, became a grandmother by the age of 40. Okay, but that doesn't make you like a better politician or a worse one. He then said, vote for me on the basis that I got married at 30 and became a parent at the age of 35. Why would you say the opposite? Okay, so but what does this tell us? That she's perhaps unwise, that there's certain impulsivity, improvident, doesn't think through the consequences, and so forth. All right, so if anything might make her less suitable for political leadership, but we should have people with different walks of life. We should people have teenage parents, people became parents later on, and obviously better from a health perspective to become a mother in her late teens than trying to do at the age of 50. Okay, so she's ungrammatical. You ain't seen nothing yet. Now, I'll accept that as a colloquialism. And even Maggie Thatcher said it in that dinner with Ronald Reagan in the 1980s. And she used to say, we was going to, not we were going to. I remember a Sinn Féin politician using the same thing. So she can't distinguish. She doesn't understand plurality and singularity. Or she addressed a Labour dinner in Putney in November 2023 and saying, back in them days, repeatedly, back in them days. Well, it's just dead wrong. Does right and wrong exist? Yes, it does. I know there's a whole prescriptivism debate in linguistics, but this is wrong in anybody's book. She does she even try to get it right? I mean, does she know what's right and wrong? It doesn't seem to be that she does. Okay, she doesn't know about auxiliary verbs. He done that rather than he did that, and so far forth. So it's not just a sort of a Mancunian accent. There are plenty of Mancunians who speak properly. So it's not working class grammar or non-canonical grammar, as we say. Okay, lying, saying she was a care worker, she said for nearly 10 years, then she said for 14 years, then she said for 5 years, then she said for 7 years. So can she count? Can she tell the truth? This is a major discrepancy. 5 years or 14? What were you doing the other nine? Yeah. And if it was five, why would you say 14? If it was 14, why would you say five? Can she tell the truth about anything? She can't be trusted. Bit like she can't be trusted about the council house, whether she was really living in it or whether she was subletting it to her sibling, or the Southport attack, this horrendous attack where those three little girls were stabbed to death last summer, and she said it was nothing to do with terrorism. And there she monstered Nigel Farage for saying that, and claimed that he was mendacious about that one when she was mendacious about that one. So you ought to stop and think and look these out. Actually, the man convicted of murdering these children, he'd been reported to the Prevent program on several occasions. He possessed pro-terrorist reading matter. and so forth. Okay, and she's never apologized for that. She's also claimed the Conservative parties were, sorry, the Conservative Party had made the average family £2,620 worse off. All right, well, that's not true. Now, they were worse off than in 2010, but it's more like £1,000 worse off if you factor in things like rising wages, rising benefits, and so on. Okay. So you know you're gonna say they're lies, damn lies and statistics. People say, what about the Brexit claim on the Brexit bus about how many millions we could go to the NHS? Okay, other politicians have lied too. I'm not saying that's acceptable. It's wrong. Okay, and but this is a video about Angela Rayner and not about anybody else. Now we could excuse her from dishonesty on the basis of idiocy. Or we could say she's not an idiot, she's just dishonest. But take your pick. Which is worse? I suppose imbecility is worse, really. Yeah, so she said that she voted to end the United Kingdom possession Trident, these nuclear weapons recently. I can't remember which year that was, but actually it was 2016. She says she's in favor, but she hasn't actually voted for it. And now Labour's banging on about how that's the linchpin of British defence policy. Okay. She said that interests were 11% under the Conservative Party, but that's not true. Inflation was 11%, not interest rate. Okay, so interest rate were 5.25% in July 2024, just before the election. Inflation interest rate, not the same thing. Does she know what they are? I don't think she knows the first thing about economics. I don't know much about economics either, but you know what? I'm not Deputy Prime Minister. She ought to know. And she's been humiliating Andrew Neil, not having a clue about her brief, doesn't know the first thing about it. And that's the problem about her being academically subnormal. She cannot read an adult level, can't retain the information. She can't, has poor analytical skills. She can't formulate a credible argument. She's an attack dog. She's been trained with the mantra, whatever, 14 years of Tory chaos. And so we see all this Labour chaos. Policy reversals of failing to get their legislation through, of suspension reverse, and that's in the first 12 months of the Labour administration. Okay, and then lying on social media, she shared this meme. So, and then we're going to keep a winter fuel allowance for veterans, and that was in July 2024, just after they came to office. But the post actually came from 2017. They're the Labour's manifesto then, and there was no policy that one in 2024, and so on. So there was expert tax advice about when she bought her council house in 2015. So if she's innocent, why would she not publish it? She said it involved some private information going back the previous 15 years. Fine, you could redact certain private things. So she's not transparent. She's got something to hide. She's lied over where her permanent address was. She made false statements there. So she's a falsifier of her own record and so on. Anyway, very sad that His Majesty's Revenue Commissioners and the police did not take proper action, or indeed the council, but they're all leftists, so I'm not really surprised about that one. Okay, so that's her detestable, but very popular amongst the Labour grassroots. We're probably looking at the next Labour Prime Minister, and it's really just class prejudice because she's got that thick Mancunian accent or whatever, because she bangs on about her sob story about, I don't know, her dad wasn't in her life, her mum suffered from mental health issues. She was very poor. She once ate dog food or something like that because her mum is illiterate. Now, Angela Rayner is not much more than illiterate. Yeah, you could come from a very working class family and be highly intelligent and achieve a lot of things in her life, but some people find that attractive and impressive. Okay, maybe she's an outstanding care worker. I don't know. She clearly rose high in the ranks of the trades unions, but now they've suspended her. They see her as a rotten traitor. And that's probably, the least of her sins. Thanks for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe and donate on PayPal, georgecallan7 at gmail.com. Subscribe on Patreon. Goodbye.